On this vote, the yeas are 230 and the nays are 189. The joint resolution is passed.
Friday, the Republican-controlled House of Representatives extended federal spending authority but defunded President Barack Obama's signature health care law. Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers.
The House has acted to keep the government open, to control spending, and to protect people from an unworkable law that is making it harder on them.
House Speaker John Boehner sounded triumphant.
The American people don't want the government shut down, and they don't want Obamacare. Yeah. The House has listened to the American people. Now it's time for the United States Senate to listen to them as well. Thank you.
The jubilant tone did not carry over to the democratically controlled Senate. Majority Leader Harry Reid.
Any bill that defunds Obamacare is dead, dead. It's a waste of time, as I've said before.
Democrats say they will only vote to authorize spending that includes funding for the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, which seeks to boost the number of Americans with health care insurance. Senator Charles Schumer.
We will not blink. Don't get it into your heads that we will. We won't.
Democratic lawmakers have the full backing of President Obama, who has repeatedly blasted House Republicans and accused them of putting America's economic recovery at risk.
They'd actually plunge this country back into recession, all to deny the basic security of health care to millions of Americans. That's not happening.
If the Senate passes a bill funding Obamacare, focus would then shift back to the House with mere days before the threatened government shutdown begins. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.